Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Russell Kane. This is Man Baggage, the space where I gather a man or men together. We drill into the head to find out what makes men tick, why the ticker doesn't work sometimes, and how we can lubricate that ticker. 90% of the answers are men like looking at rude things, and women don't understand why men like looking at rude things so much. End of show. I mean, if you just want to listen and then turn off now, ladies, that would answer a lot of your questions. But why does it men like looking at rude things? Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, the reason I'm saying ladies is because we have a disappointingly high proportion of female listeners to this show, but women keep tuning in. Nosy cows want to know how we work, turns out, so they can help us better. So fair play, Geldem. And today we're talking about an area very passionately important to me, organisation. Now, normally I will start with the gender divide on one like this, but I'm not sure I will today. I think this is a person divide, but I'm fascinated to know what my man mind is going to say today, because I mean, he's not only is my namesake, is his surname Kane, spelt the same way, but he also, like me, doesn't wear underwear. He is commando. So Aldo Kane cannot fly by the seat of his pants because he doesn't have any. Former commando, book out, an amazing beard, wonderful accent. Aldo Kane, he's in the studio. I just can't see him. There he is, emerging in camouflage, like in the advert, and just blinking his eyes open. Oh my God, how did you get there? Welcome.
Good afternoon or evening. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, wicked. Thank you very much for having me on. It's nice to be on a talk where I can see someone else with the same name as me on there.
I know. And of course, by commando, I don't mean he doesn't wear underwear. I mean, he's a badass that could like press a muscle in your neck and kill you in 2 seconds.
And also doesn't wear underwear. That's also the key, right? Both.
Yeah, which would be an immediate punishment of 30 push-ups if that was observed in the square I'm observing.
Every second. Because it comes from the jungle where like wearing tight underwear and stuff, it's just going to like give you galloping crotch rot. So
right,
like by going commando, you're like letting the old, you're not bat winging basically. That's where you get the old galloping crotch rot. So,
but there's always a risk of a leech on the square sausage, then, isn't there, Aldo?
There is. But I once had a leech right in the old, what do you call that? The old sort of
urethra.
Yeah, Biffin's Bridge. Anyway, bit of a leech action down there. They're harmless. They're fine.
Yeah, I like them. I actually use them as a treatment instead of anal bleaching. So, Aldo, of course, you've got a book out. Just tell us what it's about and give us its title, etc.
Yeah, so Lessons from the Edge, Inspirational Tales of Surviving, Thriving and Extreme Adventure. Basically, it's my life story from joining the Marines all the way through to every television expedition I've done and some of the biggest lessons I've learned in the process.
I'm going to have to get that. Is it an audiobook as well for time poor
audiobook joggers? Exactly. Audiobook is absolutely smashing it at the minute.
Yeah, well, we'll give that a listen. Get it as quick as you can. Although, if you can bear to do it, order it at your little local independent bookshop and go and collect it. Please, bookshops rock. Now, we can't do this show without a female. I call them the female auditor, judge. The reason I call the auditor is, if you give one, two, or in a non-COVID world, a panel of three men in the studio, we're nearly there, listeners, with a live audience. Men very quickly drift in. Well, you know, we drift into it. We can't help ourselves. Gay, straight, young, old, we drift into it. So it's important to have a strong, fierce, feminine energy to call bullshit where they hear bullshit. And that fierce energy today is broadcasting legend, Neve Spencer. Neve, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well. I've got my whip ready.
Really? Are you pregnant at the moment?
No, why do you always ask me if I'm pregnant?
I've never met you not pregnant. This is the first time you've said no. Well, you sat down. I wouldn't be surprised if you stood up and went, another one cooking.
No, and I've got my Zoom pants on, so I look all fancy from the waist up. Do you like my top? Say yes.
You look great. You're in your broadcast quality.
You don't want to see what's from the waist down.
I mean, there's no answer I can say there that's going to not get me cancelled, so I'm just going to leave an awkward space. Because to show an interest is almost cancellable as agreeing. So, Niamh, how are you, first of all? You good?
Very well.
What's going on?
Very well. Just been folding a lot of laundry in West London. That's been the main thing. Got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old who are doing my absolute head in.
Oh,
but life is good.
What do you mean you're taking on a second job? I was like, fair play to you. You've not lost touch with real work. Excuse me, can you get the Lady Niamh, please? My pants are dry and they need folding in the West Wing. Sorry, madam. Any other washing?
No, it's not that bad. I'm on Magic FM now, you know.
Yes, I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Anything you want to plug? Where can we hear you? What time? What type of music is Magic FM? Tell everyone.
I mean, it's the best music you're ever going to hear. It's Lionel Richie all night long, bit of Phil Collins. If you're lucky, Huey Lewis. Like, what more do you want in life?
And what time can we catch you on what days?
Saturdays, 1 till 5.
Very nice. That's the time you want music, isn't it? When you're getting ready to go out and you want that type of music when you're getting the drinks in, you're not quite ready for ramping up the beat. You want that 1 to 5 music. Anyway, welcome, yeah. Niamh and Aldo, welcome.
Thank you.
So we're talking about organisation. Now, obviously, I would have thought, Aldo Kane, you wouldn't have get very far if you're not organised as a commando. It's like, oh, where have I left my gun? What am I like? Gone, dead, day one.
It's like, it's like a cornerstone of everything you're doing, and being, you know, in extremes, being organised or disorganised is the difference between staying alive and dying. You know, if you're in the high Arctic, I was up 3 or 4 weeks ago diving under the ice there. If you're organised, you can dive under the ice, or you can go into a volcano that's active. You can go into caves. You can go into narco jungles, and you can come back out safely most of the time, because you mitigate most of the hazards by being organized. If you're not organized and you're a sack of shit, generally you come unstuck, and you can come unstuck fairly catastrophically in my line of work.
Well, my next question then is, because this whole chat is going to be about organization, it's such a flashpoint between couples, men and women, men, women. It's a clash between friends. It's a clash between brothers, sisters. It's a clash between parent, child. There is a tribe of us on this earth who are almost aroused by the sight of things being tidy, who are super organised, arrive early, never been in debt, never abused a credit card, get the tickets as soon as they're released, my team, suck the fun out of a holiday on TripAdvisor before you even go, a turn up at the airport 3 hours early, shops, restaurant. Lindsay, my missus, would love to jump into the wing as the plane's taking off. That's her fantasy, so she can have an extra 20 minutes in bed. I tell you what I hate more than poverty, famine and war, the snooze button. It needs to fuck off, you weak, spineless parasite of a human, if you're hitting snooze. When that alarm goes off, out of bed, making money. Now, I'm exaggerating, but the divide is very, very real, isn't it, Niamh? There are two tribes walking this earth, the super organised and the, oh, is that a sock? Can I leave it on the floor and fuck you up tribe?
Yes, that is very true. There are. I mean, I'm on the other side of the tribe. Unfortunately, Russell, you would not be happy with me. I'm like Lindsay. I am organized chaos. That is me. My husband, OCD man. He needs everything to be put back where it belongs. I mean, the poor man, 15 years of being with me. No wonder he's got grey hair. It's never going back where it belongs. That's just not life. So we're going to disagree on this in a big way. There are better things to do with your time than organise.
I've got a fascinating question for Aldo, because if you look at little kids at school, my daughter's 6, and you can already tell that the organised type, like my niece Ella is 5, so there's 11 months between them, and Ella will take out her crayons, finish, and away they go, beautifully tidy, each crayon respected and put away, whereas Mina will go, if I finish that toy, break the head off, bring the next one, mug. And already I can see it. So how, I'm assuming, Al, though, you get both types of people coming into the military. So how do you convert a sock dropper into someone that's not going to die in the first flail of bullets?
Well, that's what I was going to say. So, you know, being organised isn't, you know, from our point of view, it's not OCD. It's not, you know, yes, we have to put something back in a specific way or it won't work the next time, right? And that could be a life-saving bit of a kit. But we, you know, in the Marines, it's, you know, the Marines was my background. It's very much work hard, play hard. So there are elements where you have to be implicitly OCD in the thing that you're doing. And then you just kick the wheels clean off it on the next time that you're out or the next time that you're doing something. So it's work hard, play hard.
But can you change someone who at 18 is a total, can you change them permanently? Because it looks inborn to me.
It's very much, it becomes a necessity. If your life depends on that thing, then you become very good at it or you don't continue in that line of work, right? So by default, the people that get through the longest infantry training in the world, you know, by the time you get to the end of that, you are very organized in lots of other things. But weirdly, I talk about it in the book as well, but we, you know, we're so organized with the chaos of like shitstorm of bullets coming down on you or jumping into active volcanoes, but our home life can often be a complete disorganized shit show. And that's like, it's such a juxtaposition between being organized and being chaotic, but we find comfort in chaos.
So there could be someone could join, be totally organized when they're on a mission and come home and their socks would be muddled up. Or would that side still be organized at home? Or are you saying their interpersonal relations are a lot muddled?
Interpersonal relations. It could be anything, you know, it could be anything, but essentially what we do is we learn to do specific tasks in silos and we are organized in areas that we need to be organized in. Some people are, that just suits them. But, you know, from my own point of view, I'm quite organized with all of the various different parts of my life that I do. I like to know what's happening and who's doing what and who's going where. But that's because my job now, people's lives depend on it. Like if I'm getting someone inside under the ice somewhere, I need to be organized and methodical. Mm. But
wouldn't it be nice if the person running the country Boris can't even comb his hair, let alone save a life.
Good luck with
Where's
that.
My comb? Oh, 200,000 people died. Never mind, banter.
Yeah, good luck with
you
that.
You know, the thing as well, I was just thinking, Aldo, what you were saying is obviously there's like work persona, home persona. We're all different, apart from Russell, and I think he's just the same all the time. But I think we like to project. Being organized makes you look very responsible, and I would take you more seriously the more organized you are. So I think there's probably something in that, projecting a sense of organisation in a work setting.
Yeah.
And then being at home and just, you know, walking in and chucking everything everywhere because you can just zoom, relax.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, you're right, because, you know, when I'm, let's say I'm meeting a film crew and we're going to go and explore a cave system underwater. You know, like I need to be able to walk in, talk to the producers, talk to the directors, talk to everyone there, make them feel completely safe in this thing that's about to happen, which could kill people, right? So I have to instill in them, you know, that confidence. And that comes with jumping back to organization, but with planning, you know, with mitigating hazards, all that sort of bullshit.
It's such a flashpoint at home, though, isn't it, Niamh? I mean, I joked once with Lindsay. It didn't go down well. She didn't laugh. That I would like to have a non-sexual affair with a woman where I go over to a house and watch her being organised and tidy. So I'm getting what I need outside my marriage. Because, you know, when you have an affair, you're going for what you're not getting at home. Well, everything is perfect except this flashpoint when it comes to, you know, I'm constantly made to feel like I'm like the sleeping with the enemy, moving the bean cans, facing forward weirdo. And she's like the cool, impulsive one. Meanwhile, the kitten's down the toilet and my beautiful shirt is like being tumble dried when it shouldn't. I do all my own washing now. I would like to wash my own plates separately in a tiny dishwasher, personally. Is that bad?
It's not that bad.
I think there should be like a Tinder for tidy people where they can just like hang out together. Because I would not get on with another OCD person. We'd wind each other up. But to watch a woman tidying, hot.
Do you know what? If you made a club, my husband would join that straight away. I think you're onto a thing here. He's exactly the same. I mean, he washes his own laundry. He doesn't like the way that I iron. He basically, it's just everything now after so long together. And the thing is that it doesn't matter how organized a man can be, they are still going to waste at least 2 hours looking for their phone and their fucking keys. Every time he leaves the house, every time. he's like, where? And he starts doing that dance. And I'm like, where is it? Where is it, Mr. Organized? But honestly, you're right, Russell. We argue all the time about the house.
It's the only argument me and Lindsay have. We don't argue about anything other than, if I might have to say 10 times, I've left a steak in the fridge. Can you take it out so it defrosts a bit quicker for me? I'm doing 8 jobs today with angina. Do you mind just moving a steak from one thing to another? It's hardly like Victorian oppression of women. and by the 8th, I'm sorry, a lot's happened. I didn't move your steak from one place to another. And I'm like, for fuck's sake, I'll fucking eat my own arm then.
While
we're talking about family, Aldo, are you married, kids? What's your domestic setup?
Yeah, married, and we just had our kid 6 months ago, so our first kid. And
perfect.
Yeah, I was away on the job when he was born. But yeah, so we are married like 2 or 3 years and kids 6 months old.
Now, I was very lucky when Minna was born. I was lucky in that Minna has got the high energy demon child personality, which is the best contraceptive you'll ever have. So we're only having one child. It literally just stopped my testicles working. But we had her, and I was lucky in that, for whatever I might say about Lindsay, she is really good at going, do you know what? You're the more organized one, you handle it. She let me handle 100% sleeping, feeding, schedules to get the baby through the night and organize all that shit. I was in heaven, charts, statistical averages, tracking poo to milk, ejection, had the baby through the night in 12 weeks. But it's a real flashpoint between new parents. One wants to be like with the hippie baby hanging off the boob in the room while the other one masturbates in the spare room and the marriage dies. And the other one wants to do a Nazi chart on the wall and have the baby through the night within 8 weeks. Like me, in its own room, on a baby monitor, breathing monitor, through the night, life back to normal. Structure, discipline. Have you argued about this, Niamh? What are you like with organising the kids?
Oh my God. We argue every single day about different ways of parenting the children. I mean, the thing is that, so my husband is basically you. He's just not as funny and as attractive as you.
You cannot say that. I promise you, this is all just for men, makeup and coffee. We're the same.
But I'm no Lindsay. Lindsay, you know how hot I think your wife is. We won't go there with that.
I know. It was a wonderful video you made. Thank you.
So we argue all the time. I'm not like all about baby led. Like it's not a baby's decision to make what time they go to bed. Like I'm not like that. But at the same time, I am not regimented. You know, I do not see things like this time, here's the chart, da da da, blah blah blah. But my husband is. And I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that he has to be able to wear the trousers in some element in our house because I can't be in charge of everything. No. So I allow him it. I allow him. See that word? He's allowed that. And he does it really well. I'm the same. I allow him to just be in charge because he does it very well. And he does it without emotion. I think as women, I'm super organized. I'm very good at multitasking. However, everything is quite emotional with me and it's very dependent on hormones. Whereas my husband is obviously far more balanced. So there's definitely a sense of, you know, everything runs like a kind of really like a ship in our house in a very calm way. And that definitely comes from him being in charge. I'm really annoyed I've said this.
It's interesting what Niamh's saying is now, though, because here we come to the crux of it about whether men or women are more emotional or more organised, or is it societal pressure? Because I think there's more society that pressure on men to be like the organised, cold, clinical ones. I'm not sure that we naturally are. I mean, the science is starting to catch this up now. If, for example, if you set two teams to work, could be netball teams, this has been measured, by the way, I think it was maybe basketball teams, and two female basketball teams play each other, and two male basketball teams play each other, and you do hormonal measurements on the losing team. Guess who's more hormonally affected by loss? Men.
Men.
Women experience a psychological low if they lose a game. Men's testosterone drops.
Yeah.
If you measure the testosterone of men living in a house with a pregnant woman, doesn't have to be the father of the child. It can be an older sibling, older than 18. It can be a brother. Men's testosterone drops, which explains something that's never talked about, hardly anywhere on the internet. A lot of men experience depression during pregnancy and think, can't speak about it because how dare I have negative emotions? I'm not even growing the baby. Better keep my mouth shut. And before you know it, you end up in a situation with men walking out on newborns where they haven't addressed their own insecurities. So my question to you, Aldo, and you're in a brilliant place to answer this given what you do. How much of it is taught and put on men to be the commandos of society? And how much of it is inborn? It's only your opinion. We're not trying to get you into trouble.
No, that's fine. So bear in mind, I'm 43 now, and I've spent almost my entire life working with, you know, from 16 when I joined the Marines all the way till now, I'm working with the best people in the world at their specific discipline, right? And we're talking about alpha males, we're talking about commandos, we're talking about people who go to war as a job, or people who, you know, scientists, female and male, you know, they're the very best at what they do. And I guess, you know, there's a lot of pressure that's put on, you know, men put a lot of pressure on themselves. And, you know, we've, Jason Fox, a friend of mine, Foxy from the Channel 4 SAS thing, we've been very open about speaking to people, men speaking to men. Like Foxy and I speak to each other all the time about shit that's going on and what we're doing, and trying to break that sort of societal pressure that we have to be strong and robust. And, you know, if a bloke wants to cry, then he can cry. You know, if he's struggling, then he's struggling. Talk about it, speak about it. And, you know, that's coming from, you know, I'm telling you that I go and jump into an active volcano. I'm telling you that, you know, I'll explore a whitewater river system with one or two other people, or go to war, or do some of the most alpha male things on the planet, as is deemed as alpha male, right? But I'll also talk about how I feel. I'll also be scared. I'll also cry if I need to cry. I'll also be completely open about my emotions and my feelings, because that is the one thing that stopped me having a really shit time, is just by being completely open. And I learned that early on.
Mm. Niamh, do you think, how old's your fella, Niamh?
38.
So I'm interested in what's happening to all my friends and my cousins as they get older, because it's, whether it's chemical or not, men definitely seem to get better at this, our generation of men anyway, the older they get. And yet, the higher the risk becomes of mental health issues when men come past 30. So there's a disconnect here. For example, the stereotype of the granddad, the man who's never cried in his life, suddenly starts crying, playing with his grandchildren. He's been a hard bastard his whole life and softens in the last decade. Well, that process starts with a man in his 40s and 50s. So is it a learning thing? Is it a testosterone-based thing, do you think, Niamh? Do you think men back in the day when we were evolving out on the savannah, I don't suppose the men with low testosterone who cared about their enemy would have lasted too long. You need quite a shutdown thing. Or is it we've made a false correlation, i.e. courage has nothing to do with emotional vulnerability. Courage is a separate thing, right?
I think it's a lot to do with the fact that as a man just matures and sort of falls into family life, their priorities massively change. So with that, I think men absolutely male nest. It's not something that is often spoken about. It's always like the female nest. But men 100% do it. When I was pregnant with my kids, my husband was running around. He might as well have done like an online DIY show. He was busy fixing things and running around trying to organize the house. And I think it also, it's a way of controlling one's anxiety. And I think in a period, especially when, you know, your wife's expecting, you can't control anything. You can't control pregnancy. You can't control birth. Mm. So I think that's really when a man kind of comes into his own and takes more control of the home environment, because that's how we control anxiety, right? It's we have to feel like we are the person who's in control of our surroundings. So I think that's possibly why men tend to get more organized in that phase of their life. And also, if you're at a job where you can't really make your own decisions and you're doing as you're told, again, your home life becomes more of a sanctuary that is your own. And I think, I mean, I was thinking about this earlier when I was thinking about when it was that my husband became more organized. Because I was like, when did that happen? It definitely happened when we became parents. And I think it's genuinely like men have to do that to just be able to remember where their children are.
I'll tell you an argument, Niamh, that me and Lindsay had a little while back. Is she basically implied that the more organized you are, the less spontaneous you can be. And I hate that because I pride myself on... I just went to Lisbon last week and I went there by Manchester Airport, flights that leave at midday. This is 2 weeks before. Where are we going? Me and Minna, me and the six-year-old on a plane together. 3 days for you, Lindsay. Enjoy yourself. Boom, we went. That's spontaneous. But a lot of people seem to believe that if you're organised, you can't be spontaneous. What do you agree with that, Niamh, or not?
I mean, I would have said that as well. I would have thought that if you're someone that has to be in control of everything and have everything put in its place and all of those things, that you wouldn't be a spur of the moment, like, let's just go kind of person. But I guess it comes down to, again, that might be what makes someone successful. Perhaps it is their work persona and their home life is just this feeling of being organized, in control, on it. And then it allows them to flex those other muscles of their personality where they can just drop of the hat, go and do something wild, you know? But I think you're different to the average man. So I think that's more unique.
Well, it was still a 1 week run up. And once I've made that spontaneous decision, boom, TripAdvisor, all the variables were controlled out. I'd read all the reviews. I knew the museums we were going to. The Lonely Planet was delivered by Amazon Prime the next day. And we sucked every minute of marrow out of that. Right, I'm super organised. I already knew that this would be the end of part one. And indeed it will be.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.